Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' save up like hives and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Ring my bell, think of your crown. Royal dreams, they try on me, run into armies. Royal dreams, I ride into the mud. There's no more fantasy, it's all about who you know. Those you call family, you better watch them when you talk to your majesty.
That hopefully everybody can hear me okay. Testing 1 2 1 2. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is... All right, here we go. Today is... What is today? Tuesday, that's right. Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, March the 5th. That's right. Tuesday, March the 5th. Bear with me, everybody. I'm getting my mics together. Tuesday, March the 5th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. I want to jump right in talking about what is your circle of awareness. What is a circle of awareness? Now, everybody has a circle of awareness that we call our consciousness. So this circle of consciousness is how we see the world. So regardless of where you are at in the world, your ability to see the world is based upon your circle of the world. So your circle of consciousness is everything that is inside of your circle. Now, your circle of consciousness doesn't include all of the things that are in the world. Your circle of consciousness includes everything that's inside of your consciousness. So your circle of consciousness is your ability or your awareness of what the universe or what God has given you. It's your construct or concept of reality. So the space inside of your circle represents all the realm or all of the gnosis or all of the knowledge that you've accumulated over the years. So over the years, you've accumulated a lot of knowledge and information. That is your information, or that is your mental psychosis. That is your mental disposition. That is your reality. That's your mentality. That's your ego. That's your perception. So that is your circle or your box. So all that I think, all that I know, all that I am as far as being able to assimilate. So everything that I do is determined by, or it is depicted in, inside of this circle. So I have to be very aware of my circle or my kirkle or my kirker, because there is a whole nother world outside of my circle. But within the circumferences or in the comfort of my awareness, that's where I live. So I live my entire life inside of the circumference of my bubble or my circle. So everything in life is inside of that circle. So my entire existence is determined by my construct or my concept of reality. So everybody has a circle of consciousness. Now that circle of consciousness is, as I've talked about before, it is formatted, it is patterned, and it is predetermined or digital. So that is my circle. I live inside of that circle. I live inside of that bubble. I live inside of that construct or that concept of reality. So we all live in this circle. Everybody has a circle. Everything that belongs in the circle is already in the circle. It's inside the circle. That's how I can see the circle. So if I look around my life, that's everything that's inside of my circle. That's everything that's a vibrational equivalent. Let me say it again. That is everything that is the vibrational equivalent. Let me say it again. That is everything that is the vibrational equivalent gets inside of the circle. Everything that is not the vibrational equivalent of the concept of reality that I hold or my belief system is outside the circle. Everything that is inside of the circle is what belongs inside of the circle. Everything that is outside of the circle is not the vibrational equivalent of the circle. So the only thing that can get in the circle is a reticular activating system when we talk about it biologically. The circle is your belief system or your current ego or your current personality, because remember, your personality comes from your pattern. Your pattern is what is informatted, or the information. So the information that you get determines your personality. The personality that you have determines your data or your matter. So your personality determines what matters to you. And what matters to you determines what is matter to you. So your matter is a result of what matters. So whatever matters to you is what matter is outside of you. So the only matter that exists outside of you is the matter that is represented inside of you. So whatever doesn't matter to my inside is not going to matter on the outside. So whatever doesn't matter on my inside is not going to manifest or matter on the outside. Whatever doesn't matter on the inside is not going to matter or manifest on the outside. Whatever doesn't matter on the inside is not going to matter on the outside. So the inside of my circle is the proof of what matters on the inside of my skull. Whatever I hold in my brain, it matters in my hands, or it manifests in my hands. And so your circle of consciousness is easily identified by the fruit of your matter. So your circle of consciousness is your circle of the formatted pattern matter or digitized consciousness. So what is your circle of awareness? How do you get outside of your circle of awareness? Everything that you want is outside of your circle of consciousness. So how do you expand your circle of consciousness? Because right now, your circle of consciousness contains everything that is the vibrational equivalent of your consciousness or your perception. Everything that belongs in that circle is already in the circle. Everything that belongs in the circle is already in the circle. So as long as everything that's in the circle is what you want in your life, then you don't have to expand the circle. But the odds are that you don't have everything inside the circle that you want inside of the circle. So there's something outside of your circle of consciousness that you would like to be inside of your circle of consciousness. And you will never get to have what you want in your life simply because what you want is not powerful enough to get you to step outside of your circle. Because the enemy plays a cool trick on us to get us to think that what we want we don't have. So your job is to simply overcome your insecurities inside of your own head to make it okay for you to be okay. See, you have to give yourself a way outside of your own box, of your own reality, or your own cooker, or your own circle. So you created your own circle based upon the belief system that you have assimilated. Because you formatted your own circle. You created your own personality, even though the information was given to you. But now you're an adult. Now you have the opportunity to select. You get to choose now whether to watch a YouTube video or not. You get to choose now whether to read a book or not. You get to choose now whether to watch sports or watch an educational program. You get to choose now whether to eat fast food or eat healthy. You get to choose now. So now you're not a child where the information is selected for you. You can, even with the current narrative, you can question the narrative. You can question, is this really food? And based upon the definition of food, is there any nutrients, is there any minerals, is there any enzymes in this item that is going to produce an alkaline state in my body and provide nourishment for my cells? Then that, by definition, is not food. So you can make, now you can format, you can pattern, and you can determine what matters. You can determine what data matters. So if the data doesn't matter, it's not going to matter. It won't manifest. So your job is to now expand your consciousness, expand your circle. So your job is to go about bringing about consciousness, awareness to yourself, not to other people. So you have to make it okay for you to expand your consciousness to include the things that you want in your life. Because right now the things, there's a lot of things that are outside of your circle of awareness. So as a chief performance life coach, so I'm not interested in you performing. I'm interested in you and you manifesting purpose and maximizing your purpose to its maximum or to its chief potential. And so it's really important because now you have to make a choice or a decision to expand your consciousness or to stay where you're at. Both choices, there is no right or wrong. It's just, what do you like? What do you have inside of your circle? So the Father has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness. It's already inside of the circle. Since it's already inside of the circle, now we have to go through this process of being aware of what we are not aware of. That's called consciousness. So it's through the process of expanding our consciousness that we go from poverty to abundance. Because both poverty and abundance is simply a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's not the state of your bank account. It's the state or the disposition of your mind. And the quality of your relationships, the amount of knowledge inside of the brain, the status of your health, these are all states of mind. These are all mental dispositions. So it's the process of changing your mind about the reason that you don't have, quote-unquote, blank. So there's a plethora of reasons that you possibly could give me right now if I were to ask you as to why certain things are not inside of your current circle or your current awareness. But none of the reasons are valid, because all of the reasons that you would provide are what is called coping mechanisms. Those are excuses that allows you to cope with not having everything inside of your circle. So everything inside of your circle is there, but we don't have the consciousness to perceive it. And so the life management system, the kingdom, millionaires training center, everything that I do is designed to make you shine. And the only way that you can shine is to connect with your design. And by connecting with your design, that allows you to shine. And so everything is designed to expand your consciousness so that way wealth, health, wisdom, toe-curling relationships are inside your circle, because right now they are outside of the circle. And remember, the circle is just a reflection of your current self-worth, your current self-image, your current self-esteem, your current self-love. Everything in your life is just a result or just an image of the self, because life is just a reflection of the self. Your friends are a reflection of you. Your car, your house, everything is just a reflection of you. So your job is to see, is this the right reflection that I want? Is this how I see myself? So now you got to think of yourself as being wealthy, being healthy, being wise, being in a toe-curling relationship. That's the circle or the conference that I want. And so now I wake up every morning with the intention of maintaining a particular magnet or magnetism that draws everything that I need for life and godliness to the circle. I don't go outside of my circle to get anything. I stay inside of my circle and I draw everything. So your life is not about being a human getting or a spiritual getter. It's about being a human being or a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being. So if you think poverty is next to godliness, if you think that being rich is evil, if you think having money makes you a sinner, if you think these things, then being rich is not inside of your circle. Having money is not inside of your circle. It's not who you are. Therefore, you're not being. Therefore, you're not beaming, so you're not bonding. So once we open and understand that it is consciousness that expands the circle. So it doesn't mean that you have to go get anything. Wealth is the result of spiritual enlightenment. It's the result of spiritual understanding. It's the result of spiritual clarity. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with currency. And currency is a frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration. So it doesn't mean that you have to go and get. It has to be with changing consciousness of a thing. So your spiritual journey through life is all about expanding your circle. It's all about understanding and discovering who you are being right now. You have to allow yourself to be wealth, to be health, to be wise, to be great relationship. You have to allow yourself to have a better circle. That means consciousness. That means awareness through this process of self-evolving or self-discovery. It's the ability to see the self as being whole or being complete. So the biggest mistake that most people make when it comes to, you know, thinking about being, beaming, and bonding is to assume that having whatever it is that you want to have is not for you. It's not the truth. So your job is to understand that you have to really examine the way by which you think, because you bring about what you think about. So if you really examine your thought process, that establishes your conscious awareness. So everything that's inside of your circle is inside of your head, because whatever you are holding in your hands right now is what you're maintaining in your head right now. Whatever you're holding in your hands right now is what you're maintaining in your head right now. Whatever you're holding in your hands right now is what you are holding in your head right now. So your circle of consciousness is right now. Everything that you are the vibrational equivalent of is inside of your circle. So what is your circle of awareness? What is your circle? Your circle is the things that are inside of your life. Because remember, you are formatted, you are patterned, and you are mattered. That means that you matter. That means that you produce matter. But the matter comes from the data. The data is all of the facts, all the historical facts and evidence and information that you've accumulated over your life that has brought you to the place that you are right now. So now you are the vibrational equivalent of everything that you have in your life. Right now, inside of your circle, remember the circle is the space inside that represents all the realm of knowledge that you have accumulated over the years that results in your formatted consciousness. That's what's called information. It goes in and it formats the brain. So now your brain is formatted. Once it's formatted, it produces a mood, it produces a temperament, it produces a personality. That's called a pattern. And then that pattern manifests data, because data is what is really is matter. So the matter that's in your life, that's the substance, that's the things, that's the house, that's the people, that's the result of the personality, that is the result of the information. That's the result of how I've limited your consciousness. So your consciousness can only draw to you the things that are like you. Your consciousness draws to you the things that are like you. Your consciousness draws to you the things that are the vibrational equivalent of you. There is nothing that can exist inside of your consciousness that is not the vibrational equivalent of your consciousness. Nothing. So everything that is inside of the circumference of your ability to perceive is manifested in matter in the form of places, people, and things. So my brothers and sisters, I'm a didactic teacher. So by definition, if I say something today that you've heard before, four, that I am not a good teacher. Now, I'm not saying that every statement that I make is a statement that you've heard, but by definition, a teacher, especially a didactic teacher, is someone that's able to make statements and talk about some things or some constructs or some concepts that are outside of your circle. Let me say that again. Right now, you're on this call, and what is your circle of consciousness? So if I say something that is inside of your circle of consciousness, I'm not a teacher. We're just exchanging. As a teacher, I'm supposed to say something outside of your consciousness. Because your current circle, if everything that you wanted in life was inside of your circle of consciousness, you would not be on this call today. But you came to this call today to hear something today that's outside of your circle of consciousness today. Regardless of if you made that conscious statement or not, that is what you are subconsciously thinking. So I come on this call, and I said things last night, and every day, if you listen to my shows and my messages, I say things that are outside of your circle of consciousness and awareness every day. I talk about detached attachedism. I talk about language reduces the brain down to a space of only 10%. I talk about that they use telepathy by which to program you. That's why it's called a TV program. And I talk about one of the things that limit your ability. That is outside of your circle. I've shared on thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. Last night I shared that according to Jesus, all who came before him are thieves and robbers, according to John 10:8. That's outside of your circle. I also shared in John 10:40 that Jesus said the things that I did and do, Abraham did not do and don't do these things. That is outside of your circle. I've talked about that you are a photon being. You're not mass or matter. You are a photonic being. You are a spiritual being. That's outside of your circle. I've shared that your gifts determine your value, not your personality. That whatever you don't hate, you allow. If you don't hate it, you allow it. You do not allow what you don't like, what you hate. That's outside of your circle. So everything that's inside of your circle is what you allow. And the reason that you allow it is because you don't have a mental disposition against it. So whatever or wherever you are going, it's already inside of you. Your job is to simply oscillate or vibrate from a place of true, authentic oneness with yourself. You have to make it okay for you to be okay. That's outside of your current circle. So whatever bothers you have power over you. That's outside of your current circle. Because if whatever bothers you has power to control you, because if it bothers you, it's a distraction that keeps you from focusing on being you. Now you got to focus on what bothers you. So that's why I say I don't have anything that bothers me. I don't allow anything to bother me. So when things come into my life and I realize that it's a bother, I realize, oh, that's a solar distraction. So I have something called creative consciousness that allows me to exercise magical magnificence, withdraws things to me that aligns with me, and I no longer, because I already did it. That's why my circle, there was a lot of things outside of my circle. Wealth, where I'm at right now, I was talking to my wife this morning, and I was just talking and thinking and remembering how everything that I have right now used to be outside of my circle. When we first met, I remember talking about sitting at home, and I remember going at a company car. I worked with a company, and I was basically a probation officer. I was going to previously incarcerated individuals' homes and jobs and making sure that they were there and that they were doing what they were doing. I was in the last phase of one of my many different jobs that I've had in the criminal justice system and in law enforcement and in corrections. In that job, I remember I hated that job. I hated going into another man's house and, number one, being vulnerable, walking into a house with 10 Mexican mafia members and being a black man. That feeling of telling them, you get that alcohol out your refrigerator. If you're a convicted felon, you need to leave. You cannot associate. I remember walking into another man's house and the feeling that I had, no weapon, no taser, no mace, nothing, just pure cojones. And looking a man in the eye and telling him, you got 15 seconds to get out this space or I'm going to put you out. And I remember that feeling of doing that every day, of having to bluff my way through it, because I knew there was no way I could beat all 10. But I had to make them think I could. And I remember that feeling of not wanting to be in that space, but but my circle of awareness, this what I'm doing right now, was outside of that circle, and now I've drawn it, and now I'm inside of that circle. That's what I teach. I don't teach now I lay me down to sleep. I teach results, getting things inside the circle that are not there now. So my question to you today, my brother, my question to you today, my sister, is what is not in your circle of consciousness or awareness that you want in your circle? Everything that you want is outside of your circle of consciousness. Otherwise, it would already be there. If you want a new car and you don't have a new car, that's outside of your circle. So my question is to you today, why is a new car outside of your circle? And the answer is because your self-image does not allow that new car to be the vibrational equivalent and come inside of your circle. So my job is to assist you with decoding the matrix so that way you can understand how to bring and expand your consciousness so that everything that you want is inside of your circle. As a teacher, I should say some things today that really bothers you. If I say something and you agree with everything that I say, I am not a teacher. Because by definition, the word teach means to say things that have not been heard before. So if I say some shiznit and you've heard it before, I am not a good teacher. But I guarantee you, if you listen to what I say, you're going to hear some shiznit you ain't heard before. Guaranteed. See, I'm here to stand before you and talk and say something that you don't already know. Because if I only say what you already know, I'm not teaching you anything to expand your consciousness and to get you to grow. The only way that you're going to grow is if you know. And the only way for you to know is if you have a teacher that teaches you something that you don't already know. The problem is that most people say shiznit that you already know. Man, don't tell me about the problem. I already know the problem. Tell me about the solution. I am not interested in just talking about problems. I'm only interested in freaking talking about solutions. Because, you see, the problem is most people have been programmed to immediately reject whatever they hear that is not inside of their current circle of consciousness. Guaranteed. If I say something that is not inside, your reticular activating system is going to reject it automatically. If I say anything that is not already agreed by your brain, you are going to reject it. Without contemplation, without research, without investigation, you are automatically going to reject it. Because that's how human nature is. Language is a dumbed-down communication system. It's called English or English. So you are programmed to immediately reject. You're not programmed to immediately consider. The definition of the word truth in the Bible is to immediately consider. The definition of the word evil and the devil in the Bible is to immediately reject. To immediately reject without even considering. I'm supposed to make statements that are totally opposite to what you believe. If I come on this show and just say shiznit that you've heard that every other reverend, doctor, bishop is saying, why in the hell are you going to waste an hour of your time? But I guarantee you, if you stick around, you ain't going to hear what I say. You ain't going to hear it talk nowhere else. And it's going to challenge your belief system. Because that's why I'm here. I'm a didactic teacher, homie. I don't teach now I lay me down to sleep sermons. I'm here to destroy your theology with truth. What is your current habit pattern? Why aren't you richer? Why aren't you healthier? Why aren't you wiser? Oh, I know you're rich. I know you're healthy. I know you're wise. I know you got, 15 women in rotation. How come you ain't got more? Why aren't you better, brother? Why aren't you better, sister? Why are you bitter instead of better? I make statements and you get bitter. You don't get better because Lucine Farr is oscillating your reptilian brain. That's what the scripture says. So my job is to expose that negative habit pattern. Oh, it pops up as soon as I start talking. See, most people are not most people are existing. They are not living. Most people are surviving. They are not thriving. And so a good teacher, my brothers, a good teacher, my sister, is going to make statements that's going to shock your world. Because you have been programmed to immediately reject anything that is outside your current circle. That is why wealth, your definition of wealth, is outside of your circle. Now, everything that I'm doing right now today used to be outside of my circle. And you should ask yourself, well, okay, Brother Will, how did you get the things that was outside of your circle inside of your circle? I surrounded myself with people. I listened to programs. I read books that hurt my feelings every day. Every day I found people that were saying the opposite of what I was saying, because what I was saying wasn't working. Because if what I was saying was working, I would have everything that I wanted already. So I knew immediately that what I was doing wasn't working. I didn't say it wasn't right. I didn't say it wasn't good. I didn't say anything about its morality. I just said that it wasn't producing results. So I'm a three. I'm a creator. So I like to create shiznits that work. And the current dog that I had 10 years ago, it did not hunt. I had a process, but it didn't produce no product. Now, the product of my liking, I had a job that paid me good money. 58 jobs I had. How come I just didn't sit my black ass down and keep all of them jobs? Why, J Money? How come I wasn't happy with it, with all 58 jobs, man? I had good jobs. UPS, post office, United States government, police officer, code enforcement officer. You know, I had jobs that people would kill for, and I pissed on them. Why? Why would anybody with half a brain walk away from a job that gave you a guaranteed pension? You just got to show up every day. When in the military, you just show up, you get a check. You just got to put on your uniform, stay in shape, and just say yes sir, no sir, and pretty much you get a guaranteed retirement. And I walked away. Why would I do that? That's not my design. The military doesn't allow me to create shizness independently of their consideration. So I wasn't designed to fit in nobody's box. So I know my design. I wasn't designed. Now, other people got a different story. But I'm telling you, the only reason why everything that you want is outside of your current circle of consciousness, your current circle of awareness, is that you are not hearing things that you haven't heard before. And if you are hearing them, you are immediately rejecting them, just like everybody else I know. Everybody I know, when I make statements, especially religious statements, they reject. This morning I made a statement. The statement is, your business should be based upon your numbers that you have not heard before. Everybody else's business is based upon product and services. It's based upon supply and demand. It's based upon the market. It's based upon clever marketing. It's based upon going up to YouTube and type in what is the 10 highest paying careers in the next 5 years. And you pick one of those careers and you go to school and you get educated and you get a job based upon money, not purpose. That's not what I teach. What I teach is total opposite. I say that you should do what you're designed to do. You should not start a business that's not based upon your numbers. You have not heard that before. I have not heard that before, and I'm saying it. When I say it, I'm like, damn, that sounds good. How come I ain't said that before? So the hallmark of a good teacher is to say stuff that you are immediately reject. And he said, hold up, time out. Why am I rejecting what Brother Will's saying? I should investigate it. Okay, Brother Will, what do you mean by a job based upon numbers? What does that mean? Just don't reject it because I didn't define it. Ask me to define it. Brother, define that statement. If I say that there is no Jesus, if I make that statement, what happens to your brain? You immediately reject it. Why? That's a statement you never heard before. It's outside of your current reality. So you immediately reject what your brain hears because it is not inside of your current circle of consciousness. Your current circle of consciousness is your current reality. You cannot accept anything that doesn't exist in your reality. If I say all black men like country and Western music, if you're a black man from the hood, you know good and well Negroes don't listen to no country and Western most. That's outside of your circle of awareness. You haven't seen no black men walk around listening to no country and Western. Now, they do exist. I know a black cowboy, and I got family members ride horses, rope cows, bale hay. Negroes listen to country and Western. They love Garth Brooks. I got family members that do. So I know that is not outside of my circle of awareness. But if I go to Chicago, Brady Green, if I go to the Bronx in New York, if I go to Lincoln Heights in San Diego, if I go to a hood where it's primarily African-American who listen to rap, they would challenge that statement. Because if I say black men, there's black cowboys that ride horses and listen to country and Western music and chew tobacco, that's outside of some people's circle of awareness. You got to expand your circle. The best thing that happened to me when I graduated from high school, I went into the United States Marine Corps, and they shipped my dark behind to another culture. And I saw people that did not look like me, they did not talk like me, they didn't eat like me, they didn't do nothing like me. Their religion was totally different than mine. When I was over in Japan, I didn't see no Christianity over there. I saw Buddhism, I saw Hinduism, I saw Sufism, I saw perennialism, I saw the Kabbalah. It exposed me, it forced me to step outside of me. And then over there in that culture, then I went to Korea, Seoul, Korea, and I went to Busan. Then I went to the Philippines. Then I went to Okinawa. Then I went to Hawaii. Then I came back to the States. And going over into the Far East, it forced me, and I was exposed to the Bahá'í. I was exposed to the Nag Hammadi text. I was exposed to the Dead Sea Scrolls. And then I saw stories that was identical to the biblical stories that had different names, but it's the exact same thing, but it was written thousands of years before the biblical story. So it forced me to think outside of my circle. But if you haven't been exposed to those teachings, that is foreign to you, you must reject it. Because your circle of awareness doesn't allow you to. So you got to question your circle. If you don't question your circle, because your circle only represents the information that has been formatted, your circle is a formatted box that keeps you in it. You cannot go outside of that format, because that means you're leaving your personality, and your personality is you. So if you change your personality, you're changing your true self. That's scary. Because now you are unstable territory. Because then you question, okay, damn, who am I? I thought this was me. But the moment you challenge me, because I'm just my belief system. So if you take away my belief system, if I take away your memories, who are you? If you wake up tomorrow, matter of fact, right now, it's 12:43. At 12:44, if everybody's memory was wiped clean, and at 12:45, you did not know your name, you did not know your race, you did not know your, if you didn't even know you was on planet Earth, and at 12:45, if you was reduced to the education of a 3-year-old, who would you be? Answer, nobody. You got to be reformatted. And to format you, I got to inform you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit you down, I'm going to teach you how to walk. I'm going to teach you how to talk. I can teach you, if I can take, and this is true, you can take a black child, and when they're born, and take them to China, they will grow up, think they're Chinese, they won't know a difference. You can take a freaking eagle, and you can raise that eagle with chickens, and that eagle will walk around, and it will never look up. It will pluck shitness off the dirt and never fly. It'd be the biggest chicken you've ever seen. Because it's your environment, brother. It's your information that formats the consciousness. If I can change your information, I can change your consciousness. As a teacher, I'm not here to tell you stuff you already know. I'm here to tell you shit that you've never even thought about knowing. That's why I'm a damn good teacher. And I make a lot of money doing what I do. Because I spend a lot of time researching shiznits that you've never heard of it, so I can expand your circle of consciousness. So that way, one day, you can do what Yahushua did, not what I do. Yahushua said the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things, because Yahushua expanded the consciousness. He established the frequency of the kingdom of God on this earth. That's my job, is to expand your awareness and to expand your consciousness, because right now, you are only aware of what you've been taught. So I recommend that you taught yourself something freaking different, unless you got all the money, you got all the health, you got all the knowledge, and you got all the relationships that you want right now. If you do, you can disconnect from this call and continue to live in your life, because there's nothing outside of you that you want. You got all the money that you will ever need. You in perfect health. You don't need to know, learn anything else about health. You don't need to know nothing else about spirituality, about wisdom. You are all knowing. You are all power. You are all present. You are all simplistic, and you are all benevolent. That means you are one with the Father. Brother, you should be giving this talk. I should sit and listen to you. I should sit at your feet. However, if you are not one with the Father, you might want to continue to listen. Because right now, what you don't know is outside of your circle. Your job is to expand your circle. I didn't say change people. I didn't say change where you live. I didn't say do anything physical. This is mental. It is spiritual. My job is to make sure that every person that listens to the sound of my voice is able to realize that when I say a statement, it's going to challenge a belief. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to say things that you agree with. I'm here to say things that you've never heard. And for you to get out a pencil and paper and write it down and to go research. So last night during the private show, I talked about the Akari. You've never heard that statement. I challenge you to go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the word Akari and understand Akariology, which is where we got smart dust and nanotechnology now. If you don't do that, you cannot understand what I'm saying, and you will not expand your consciousness, and you will continue to be a remote control human. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. Just understand why there is righteous indignation when I make statements that your brain has not heard. Because what it does is it irritates the ruling disposition or the current mentality or the negative habit pattern. Because by definition, anything that's outside of your construct or concept, emphasis on the word con, that's your reality, that causes a problem, a issue, or concern. It makes you feel. Why does it make you feel? Because it's not inside your circle. So if I make a statement that's not inside of your circle, if I make the statement that the sun is releasing CMEs, and the CMEs contain neutrinos, the neutrinos hit the surface of your skin in the form of a photon. The body cannot use solar photons, so your skin, through the process of melanosis, turns photons into neurophotons, so the sodium and potassium pump can absorb the information and the heat that's from the rays of the sun. That statement is outside of your circle. So you're going to reject it. You're going to say, I don't know nothing about no solar. I don't know nothing about no CME. What the hell is a CME? Why Brother Will just, oh, that fool just saying stuff because he think he's, you know, he want to impress people with his linguistical skills. He don't, you know, I thought he was here to try to help us, man. He just wants us to feel bad. He just trying to, you know what, matter of fact, is he mocking me? I think that's what he's doing, man. I just think he's trying to belittle me. All the time, as a teacher, my job is to make statements that you've never heard before, ever, in life. That's my job. If you hanging out with people who say shizness that you know, you're in the wrong crowd. You will never expand your consciousness. You will never have a freaking dime. I'm sitting here today doing something that 10 years ago, I was sitting there going to a job I hated, living in a community that I hated, driving a car that I hated, coming out of a marriage and a relationship that I hated. All my life, I hated myself because I didn't have the ability to change myself. I depended upon people outside of me to help me, and they didn't. They rejected me. My mom died. My dad didn't give up about me. My brothers and sisters were trying to do their own thing. At 13, I was walking around by myself. The people that were supposed to love me, they didn't give a flying F about me. So I had to grow some balls, J Money, and figure the shizness out my damn self. So I recommend, brother, I recommend, sister, you do the same thing. Now, you depending upon somebody outside of you to assist you, that dog, that ship has sailed already, homeboy. Nobody loves you better than you. Nobody. If you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? So I had to get to a place where I made it okay for me to be okay. And now I'm okay. I had a conversation I was talking with my wife this morning, and I was just talking, and we were just talking, and I just busted out crying, man, like a newborn baby. And every time that happens to me, man, J Money, I'm like, damn, what the hell is, why, I'm a grown-ass man, so I'm freaking crying like a newborn baby. It pisses me off, but it's another onion. It's another layer that just got peeled off. It's the realization, brother, and it's the realization that I make statements that you've never heard before, and everybody else makes statements that you've heard before. And because I'm making statements that you've never heard before, you reject the statements that I make. Now, that shit used to make me feel bad. It don't make me feel bad no more. If I'm the Long Ranger, I'm going to do this shit by myself. If I got to do it by myself, J Money, I'm doing it by myself, brother. If I get to the mountaintop by myself, I'm getting there by myself. I want everybody to go, but everybody don't want to go. A lot of people are happy being unhappy. I used to be one of those people. Everything I'm doing now, people told me couldn't be done. People told me you cannot make money on the internet talking to people about esoteric stuff. Nobody cares about that stuff. Nobody's interested in learning anything about no freaking Dead Sea Scrolls. Nobody even heard of the Nag Hammadi text. Nobody is interested in what you do, Brother Will. Ain't nobody interested in starting no home-based business based upon their personality. Negroes just want a job and making money. Well, I used to be one of them, and I, after 58 times, I got freaking tired. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, maybe you're not there yet, but one day, and when you do, remember my phone number, remember my email, call me. I'm going to still be doing what I'm doing right now. Because I don't teach theorem or theory, I teach theorem. This is a closed system. Everything that you want is outside of your current circle of consciousness. That's why it's called desire. That's why you wake up every day and there's something that you want to go get, because it's outside of your current circle. But the problem is you're hanging around with people who are telling you business that you already know. And so until you get with somebody who tells you something that you've never heard and they challenge your current reality and it forces you to step up and change your mentality, your dog will not hunt. You will continue to make the same amount of money that you've already made because you keep doing the same thing every day and you expect different results. That's the definition of insanity. You cannot keep doing the same thing. You cannot hang around with the same people. You cannot go to the same places and expect to live a different life. So I'm here to challenge you. That's why I make statements that destroy your current reality, because that's how you expand. Because when I make a statement, CMEs are corneal material that is rejected from the sun. So you're going to go to Google and you're going to type it in. And when you type it in, you can say, oh, that fool is not as stupid as I thought he was. And then you're going to go and you're going to continue and you're going to do some more research and you're going to realize, oh, these are solar flares. But they contain something that's different from what they used to contain, because now there's a shift. We're leaving one age, Pisces. Now we're in another age, Aquarius. And so now the energy, the frequency, the wave, the vibration is different, and it changes the DNA. It's affected DNA. And you're going to go in, you're going to research it, because I'm saying it, but hey, I'm just a short black man from Fort Worth, Texas. What the hell I know? So you're not going to believe me, so you're going to do your own research. And then you're going to find out, oh, that little fool is not as stupid as he sounds. And then you're going to do other research, and you're going to do what I did last night. You're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 18. You're going to read what I said, that there was three men, but all three of them was different. How the beep, 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 beep. We got three men, but they're not men. All men are not men. I said this statement. Now, that's a statement you've never heard before. All food is not food. That's a statement you've never heard before. So I make statements that you've never heard before because I'm a damn good teacher. There ain't nobody better than me. There may be people that's the same, but they ain't better. So I'm going to continue to teach because I freaking get results, because I got results in my own life. I'm sitting here doing what I love, and I got money in my PayPal account because Negroes told me I couldn't do it. Now, I could have believed them, or I could believe my gut And I could do what God has designed and gifted me to do based upon the numbers. That's why I say don't start a business because it's a freaking, it's a fad. Don't start a business because of, oh, there's a need. Start a business because that's your numbers. Your business should be purpose-based. It should not be passion-based. It should not be popularity-based. It should not because you freaking Googled 10 greatest jobs in 2020 and you want to position yourself so that way you can maximize it. You can have a bunch of money and you can be miserable as hell. There's a bunch of movie stars that make a bunch of money and them fools go out and kill themselves. Why? They ain't happy. Happiness has nothing to do with money. Happiness is a state of mind. It's a mental disposition that comes from under over an understanding that you are being authentic. That's happiness. You see, brothers and sisters, when I made it okay for me to be okay, when I understood that it is my desire, like everybody, I want to be liked and loved by everybody. But I made it okay that if I'm not, I have to make it okay. That's why I was crying like a newborn baby this morning. Because another piece of the puzzle fell off, J Money. Another demon got whacked. I told you I wake up every day. I kill a demon a day. Every day. Every day every day he leaves and he comes back. I remember I told you guys, now my children called me and say, Dad, we got to call somebody looking for you. Now, didn't I tell you guys yesterday? I could not believe it. I got three phone calls. All three of my daughters texted me this morning and say, somebody blowing our phone up looking for you, saying that they got this, that you need to come here, this legal document, this blankety blank blank. Basically, it's very predatory. Do you guys remember I said that yesterday on this show? I could not believe it. I said yesterday that happens to me all the time. And today, this morning, my phone blew up telling me that they're going to go to my job and serve me this, that, and the other. I ain't had a freaking job in 10 years. How you going to go to my job and I ain't got a job? That's the first problem. That's the first. Now, why am I saying? Because, again, I don't teach stuff I read out of books. I teach stuff that I live in real life. Now, I could be young, dumb, and stupid and called and thought, oh, yeah, this is me. Oh, really? You need me to go where? Okay, I go, I'm scarred. Hell no, I ain't calling them back. They're going to call me, yeah, I'm looking for Willie Rogers. Oh, he don't live here, man. Click, bond to that crap. Remember, whatever you respond to, deception requires your reception. For deception to work, there must be reception by you. I ain't receiving shit. Now, that work on some people. It don't work on me, man. Now, I ain't mad at the devil for trying. That's his job. He's supposed to try to get me to buy it. He took Jesus up on the mountain three times, told him to bow down, and I give you the kingdom. What did Jesus tell him? Get thee behind me, Satan. It's not written. You should not tempt the Lord. So what did I tell him? Get thee behind me. I ain't got time to go answer no low vibrationary bullshit. What is your circle, brother? What is your circle, sister? You cannot do anything outside of your circle. So you got to expand your circle. That's what I did. And guess what happened? I expanded my circle to include wealth, expanded my circle to include health. I expanded my circle to include knowledge and wisdom. I expanded my circle to include great relationships. Now, me and my oldest son, who we never used to talk, never had no relationship. Now, me and my oldest son have a great relationship. Why? I expanded my consciousness. I do shizness that people say can't be done. They tell me fathers and sons can't have a great relationship. Fathers can't have a great relationship with their daughters. They grow apart. They don't see no. They grow up and they argue and they fight. They get together. You know, dig him. No. I don't think so. The devil is a liar. So I ain't buying it. So I'm going to expand my consciousness and I'm going to write my own script. The dominant culture gave me a narrative, and they said that all black men are bad fathers. All black men, they don't do this, and black men this, and black men, and black men. The devil is a liar. I'm a black man, and I'm going to destroy all of the negative bullshitness that's been taught about black men. Because why? I write the script in my own. This is my life. I run this. And until you get the disposition of the lion, they're gonna treat you like you're a freaking cheetah. But if you run up on me, homie, you won't get mauled. I'm going to tell you straight up. Because I got the I wish a Negro would mentality. Now, I know that's not, you know, churchy, but I don't do churchy no more. I know that that's not, you know, that's not comfortable. I don't do comfort no more. I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. I like being uncomfortable. I don't want comfort. I don't want easy street. I did the show yesterday. I ain't interested in easy. I'm very comfortable making hard decisions. I'm very comfortable looking the devil in the eye and calling him out and asking him what the you going to do about it. You know what he's going to do? He's going to back the blank up. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. What is your confidence level, brother? What is your confidence level, sister? Confidence comes from clarity. You don't get it from no book. You get it from getting up every day, putting your pants on one at a time, walking outside, and looking the devil in the eye. That's how you get balls. You can't buy them at Walmart. You got to grow some. Everything you want is outside of your circle. So you get up and you establish your mindset. You want it, go get it. If you don't want it, go back home and watch TV. But don't talk to me about shizness that you're not done or you're not willing to do. See, I'm willing to die for mine. What are you willing to die for? Are you willing? If you ain't in my house, brother, it's going to be a problem. So they want me, they got to come get me. And when they come, they better bring somebody with them. Because I'm not just going to lay down. That has to be the disposition. Why? That's the disposition of the lion. That's the disposition of all of the one percenters. Do you think LeBron James got to where he got by taking easy street? No, LeBron James is comfortable being uncomfortable. Kobe Bryant was comfortable being uncomfortable. Michael Jordan was comfortable being uncomfortable. All of the greats were comfortable being uncomfortable. They didn't mind uncomfortable because they knew uncomfortable is how you get to being comfortable. And it's very important, brothers and sisters, because what is happening is people are looking for comfort. They're looking for security, not me. I'm going to work until I'm 100. I'm going to exercise until I'm 100. Everything I'm doing now, I'm going to be doing when I'm 100. I don't want no vacation. I don't retire? I ain't freaking trying to retire. Retire and do what? I don't think so. Work is not work to me. This is all child's play. And brothers and sisters, the reason why you have to expand your consciousness, that means that you have to hear something that challenges your belief system. I'm not saying changing it. I'm just saying challenging it. Why? It makes you think. I am a teacher that's here to tell you something that you've never heard before in a way that challenges what you heard. I'm here to tell you that Jesus said that everybody who believes, who does not believe, that I came inside the flesh, a human body, is not of God. I'm here to tell you that. That's a statement that you've never heard before. You've been taught Jesus Christ came outside the body and walked around on earth. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying Jesus said that any person who do not believe that he came inside the body. And I got three books, each one 200-plus pages, that explains Christ eternal within the body. That's inside of his name, Yah-Heh-Shin-Vah-Heh. And I got biological, and I got cosmological, and I got theological proof. That statement is outside of your circle. Now, you are going to reject the statement because we're all programmed to automatically reject statements that we've never heard before. So if I don't say something that is friendly to your ears, you disconnect. That's human nature. That's how you stay in your box, though. That's how you stay in your circle. That's how everything that you want stays outside of you. So the only way I got things inside of my circle is I listened to people, and I read books, and I watched YouTube videos, and I did things outside my circle. That challenged my circle, and I guided the evidence, and now that's included inside of my circle. Now I make money doing one-on-ones, doing Dear Kinnear reports, doing counseling, helping people start businesses, when everybody told me that you can do that. Now I maintain my health, and I can gain 30 pounds and lose 30 pounds in 30 days because I have an exercise routine that everybody told me that the doctor said that it's not healthy to lose 30 pounds, brother, in 30 days or gain 30 pounds in 30 days. I have a rotation diet. So I have something different from everybody else. Because I expanded my conscious to include the things inside of my circle that makes me happy. Now, before, I didn't expand my circle because I was interested in making other people happy. I was so concerned about what other people thought. I was so concerned about sticking to the script that was given to me by the dominant culture that says all black people do this. And if you're black, you only do this. Stay in your lane, boy. You don't live on this side of the track. We don't like niggas over here. You just stay over there where y'all will just stay with y'all people. You stay over here. But the moment you challenge the narrative that's given to you by the dominant culture, you step outside of your box. You start expanding your consciousness. And then they start looking at you, oh, we got one of them uppity blankety blanks. Oh, we got to check him. That's when you start rewriting the script, brother. That's when you start evolving past the information, evolving past the personality, and evolving past the digits that establishes the data that gave you your matter. If you want different matter, you need different data. If you want different data, you got to get different digits. If you want different digits, you got to get different personality. If you want different personality, you got to get different information. If you're going different information, you got to hear somebody who say stuff that you ain't never heard before. As long as you keep hearing the same information, you're going to get the same personality. You're going to have the same temperament. And you're going to have the same mood. And you're going to create the same data because you're getting the same digits. So you're going to create the same matter because matter is data. The amount of data equals the amount of matter. The amount of matter that you hold in your hand is a result of the data that you hold in your head. If you don't hold it in your head, it would never manifest in your hands. You must hold it in your head first before it ever manifests in your hands second. Otherwise, the predatory pathogens of this artificial, synthetic, virtual, digital reality that we live in is going to keep you in your circle. And they say, all black people, you can bounce a ball. We'll let you dance. We'll even let you sing. But, Negro, don't you ever think about owning something. Now, we will give you a trade. Don't ever think about starting a business, though. That's not your lane. Well, I'm here to tell you, I established my own lane. And if I can do it, I know you can do it. And if you need help and assistance with getting outside of your box, outside of your current circle of reality, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, thinking for yourself is the hardest thing that you will ever do in your life because it's a lonely job when you decide to actually be who God designed you to be instead of what everybody else expects you to be. The moment you step outside of everybody else's expectation of you, that's the moment that you start to be you. The real you. Some people are going to say, oh, okay, cool, that's you. Other people are going to be like, no, we want the other you. You've got to stop being fake and start being real. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. May his son bless you. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God, or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters being inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
That right.
If you don't get it, that's your